the Medrash in Parashas Bereishis on the pasuk, the Ha'aret Haisa Soihu Vavoihu V'Choshech Al Pnei Sahoim. There was darkness at that time. Chazal tell us in the Medrash that this pasuk alludes to the Arba Goliyos, the four exiles to which Am Yisrael has been subjected. Choshech in the pasuk refers specifically to Golus Yavon. Golus Yavon is called darkness. Why? Shehechshicha einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeiro seihem. The Hellenists, the Greek Syrians, darkened our eyes through their decrees. Shehoiso imeres lohem. The Yavonim said to us, the Greeks said to us, Kisvu lachem al keren hashar, right on the horn of an ox, she'ein lachem chilek belakei Yisrael, that you have no portion in the God of Israel. The Medrash and the Lechach on the Brit Bein HaBesorim, the covenant which was made with Avraham Avinu, on the Pasuk V'hinei Eimah Chasheicha, there was a fear and a darkness that came down, and that's also a remez, it's a hint to the four Malchuyos, the four nations that subjected us to Golus. V'chasheicha zu yavon shehechshicha einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeira seihem. The same formula in the Medrash as we saw some moments ago in Bereishis. What is the antidote to the choshech, to the darkness of Yavon? Why do you need an antidote? As Rav Dessler explains, that there comes into the world at various times the same manifestation of the original sorrow or the original simcha, the original hisalus hanefesh comes back into the world. Because zman, insofar time, insofar as we are concerned, is not a continuum, which refer to a yearly cycle in which the same hisoyerus milamala comes down to this world. So the same awakening to the fact that we experience the choshech, we experience darkness, is now manifested at this time in which we are in Chanukah. So the antidote to that is David HaMelech Seki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah. Ner Mitzvah V'Torah. Torah, the light of Torah pushes away the darkness of Hellenism. And therefore, Talmud Torah is the linchpin of our Avodah HaKodesh during Hanukkah, as well as the rest of the year. But in particular, the stress is put on Talmud Torah in these days, as the antidote to Yavon. And as we say in our Hanisim, that the main thrust of the Yavonim was Lahashkicham Torahtecha, to make them forget your Torah, your Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the main effort of Malchus Yavon. L'hashkicham Torah Secha. It's the first thing which is mentioned there in that tefillah, implying that was what stares you in the face. And therefore, it's brought in the Sefer Minhagim of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer during Chanukah used to give a special chizuk and a warning to be oisek b'Torah even more than the rest of the year. And he was extremely makbid, he was extremely particular about those people who waste the days of Chanukah in playing around. Those who have a minhag korban to spielen, to play with cards on Chanukah. This is not in the book of the Chassam Sofer. We find, it says, it's the Eitzah of the Yetzer Hara, it's the evil inclination that is pushing forward these ideas of entertainments in order to be mafriya es ha'om me'avodas Hashem or mitalmud Torah b'mei Chanukah, to interfere with our service of Hashem, learning Torah during Chanukah. Asher tiknu lanu Chazal, what did Chazal set up for us on Chanukah? Lahoidoi to lahalel, to daven with a hoidoi, with thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should, in Bifrat, focus on Talmud Torah. The Ninyun Godel Bizman Azeh, at this particular time. You know why, says the Chasam Sofer, because during these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe Soidos HaTorah LeMoshe Rabbeinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Moshe the secrets of the Torah, the esoteric portion of the Torah. The Shiloh HaKadosh, in Sofin Yoni Tfilah, speaks the words of rebuke when it comes to Yimei HaChanukah. She'ikra nitkan lahoidas el lahal el Hashem Yisborach, that it is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al ki Yevonim choshvu levat el Torah mitzvah, that the Yevonim wanted to nullify kiyum of the Torah mitzvah, and therefore the Yomim HaKadoshim ha'ela, these holy days are ru'uyim b'yosel ha'smodas ha'torim b'shah Yomim, that one has to focus on beavering away at learning Torah more than the other days, ki Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. And therefore, Hashemeya Yishma, he who wants to pick up this message, well, let him pick it up. V'yisoyre b'yomim elu b'yeseis b'torah v'mitzvos, to be awakened to greater fervor in Torah and mitzvos. The Mashgiach of the Ponevish Yeshiva, and prior to that, the Miri Yeshiva, Rabbi Chezkel Levenstein, the Yatzalit Livracha, said, strengthening oneself in tefillah and in Torah and mitzvos, Mikoyach Neis Chanukah, because of the Neis of Chanukah, which inspires us to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the words of his Torah, because it says in the Zayar HaKadosh Hu v'chochmas tochad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah are indivisible. So one gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah, and that is inspired in us through the Neis of Chanukah, who mitzvah hayom. This is the essence of Chanukah. And since on Chanukah the Gezerah, the decree, and the repentance were b'inyan ha'avodah, when it comes to avodas hakodesh, and therefore bittul Torah and weakening oneself in Torah, rifyon at this particular time, rechaykei b'yoyse mimuhus hayomim ha'ele, is as far as you could possibly get. It's like in making a declaration statement, Echadish Talmud Chanukah, Chanukah is not for me. So a person were to distance himself from Talmud Torah during these days. And he says that Etem Hayomim Halolu, these days per se, are Mesugalim Lahatzlocha Ruchnis, they are auspicious for spiritual success. So we need to utilize these days as best as we can. Now, there is a famous Bach at the beginning of Hilchus Chanukah on the Tur. The Bach says that the reason for the power that Malchus Yavon exerted over Am Yisrael was due to something. Nothing happens without there being a reason. There's always cause and effect. And the cause for Yavon having power over us was Ki Nisrashlu Ba'avodas Beis HaMikdash, that the Kohanim had weakened themselves in the Avodas Beit HaMikdash. The Veld asks on the Bach, where did he get this from? Where did the Bais Chodosh, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, get this idea from, that they were Nisrashel Ba'avodas Beit HaMikdash? We see that the Beit HaMikdash was in disarray. Avnei Mizbeach Hechiktzum Yevonim, that they had defiled the stones of the Mizbeach, so that leads us to a conclusion that we had done something wrong in our Avodah to warrant a diminution in the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash, the destruction of the Mizbeach. But nevertheless, we see that there were other gezeiros which were made, a gezeira against Bris Milah, a gezeira against Shabbos, a gezeira against Chodesh, the ability of the Sanhedrin to declare when the Yomim Tovim would be. And it's difficult to see the Midah Keneged Midah, and why the Bach particularly focuses on the fact that they were Nisrashel B'Avodas Beis HaMikdash. That's a question, for example, that the Shem Mishmuel asks. Can't find any hint to this in the words of our Rabbein. Nevertheless, in another place, the self-same Shem Mishmuel does delve into what he believes to be a siba, a cause for the effect that the Yevonim had hegemony and power over us. And the MS, if we go back to what we said beforehand, right from Shesh Yisimei Bereshis, there was ordained that there would be Arba Golios, then we have to realize that we're operating here on two totally different levels. There is an immediate cause for Tzara, but there is the underlying cause for the Tzara. The underlying cause is that built into Maaseh Bereshis was the fact that Am Yisrael would have to go through four great upheavals. But nevertheless, the oifen, the practical way in which this comes about, could be as a result of our sins. Mipnei chatoeinu galinu me'ateinu. Our sins cause, are the immediate cause of the Torahs that we have. In the same way that the Yeridat Am Yisrael to Mitzrayim, going down to Mitzrayim, was already ordained. However, the sin of Ha'achim, Sin Yosef and his brethren, was the immediate effect, immediate cause for the Yeridah l'Mitzrayim. Zok Tashem Mishmuel. We find in Svarim that the chait of Yisrael at that particular time, at the time of the Yevonim, was that ki hisrashlus ba'avoido beli hislabus beregesh ha'nefesh. That, following the words of the Bach, he is saying that there was a slackening off in Avodah. What was the problem? No enthusiasm. A lack of enthusiasm. Lack of regesh, of emotion in Avodah Hashem. How was the Avodah being conducted? Mitzvah anoshim melumadah, in a perfunctory way. And that's called Avodah b'li ta'am v'reah. Avodas Hashem without any taste, without any sweet odor, pleasant odor. We find in the Gemara Sota Mentes on the Aleph that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Tahara, and Rashi explains, Shepaskom Yisrael, when there was no longer purity in Am Yisrael, Bitlo Ta'am V'Reach, the taste of peiros, of fruits, and their reach, the scent that wafted from them was lost. And Rashi explains, Shemitosh Shehoyu Tahorim V'Nagim B'Tahara, the times when we conducted ourselves in purity, Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metayah Peiros Sehem Me'Reach Ra U'Mitam Ra. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the Gashmias, the fruits that we have, are bereft of an evil smell and a bad taste. Zok the Shem Mishmuel, for sure, if that's the case in Gashmias, then certainly in Ruchnias, in matters spiritual, the same would apply. That if we have a Tam V'Reach in our Avodas Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us Ruchnistic success. And Tam V'Reach refer to what? To Torah Mitzvahs, as we find in the Piyut of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir on the first day of Sukkot, when he's comparing the Arba Minim, the various facets of our spiritual life, that Ta'am and Reach are compared to Torah and Mitzvahs. Thus the Greeks thought that we'll have to institute a program of Lashkichom Torah Secha, or La'aviro Mechukei Ritzoy Necha, to distance, to make us go away from the Torah and Mitzvahs, and that was their Hischakmus. These were clever people. And they said that the first thing we're going to do is to be Metame, a cause, a tintum ha-moichin, to cause a diminution of understanding. And this, again, was the cause and effect. That since we'd weakened somewhat in Torah or mitzvahs, and the Mizbeach was Botel, so there he said, with their full vigor and force, let's carry on being Metameidim, their Moichin. We say, Timu Kal Hashmonim Shebehechol, that the Gemara, that they defiled all the oil in their Heichol, in the sanctuary, means that this was done by Kavono. Timu, not Nitmeu, they had become defiled, but Timu. Even though we know that the halacha is Tuma Dechuya Betzibo, that a defilement is suspended when it comes to Avodah Tzibur, to the Avodah Beit HaMikdash, but nevertheless, through being Metame, the Shmonim Shebehechol, they diminished our enthusiasm for Avodah in a metaphysical way. The Sfat Emes says, Timur Kalashmonim Shebehechol is a remez to our intelligence, to our minds. Our minds were defiled, and by taking away that feeling for Avodah Hashem as it should be. When they remember, we quoted beforehand, Kisvu Lachem Al Keren Ashar She'en Lachem Chelek Belekei Yisrael. What does that mean? To write on the horn of an ox, you have no portion in the God of Israel, means you're allowed to carry on learning Torah. The yeshivas may be full. However, you must distance yourself from the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are the linchpin of society and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Lahashkichom Torah Secha, that they wanted to make us forget the fact that the Torah is Torah Secha, your Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be an intellectual exercise, but ostracized from the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the Hisrashlus in Avodas Hashem, opines the Shem Mishmuel. And Avodah without the Hislavus, it's Belid Tam Voreach. Torah mitzvahs perforce are given the appellation of Tam Voreach, and that is that Tam and Reach give the chayas to everything. If I don't have a geshmak, if I don't enjoy eating the apple, I smell it and I taste it and it's geshmak, that gives me the desire to eat it. It's the chayas of the chepta, of the object. And similarly, Torah mitzvahs are the chayas of this world. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah, and through that, he created this world. And so therefore, the existence of Torah and the maintenance and the fostering and the nurturing of Torah keep this whole exercise going. And without that, and without them, because we were lacking in it, that gave a koyach to the Yevonim to be metame everything, to defile everything, and to nullify from us the Tam and Reach totally. When, however, the Hashmonaim did teshuva, and they were moisa nefesh to keep Torah mitzvahs going, that is the greatest manifestation of his lahavus. If a person is prepared to put his life on the line for something, that demonstrates his enthusiasm for the project. That is the essence of Avodah with his lahavas, to be prepared to put one's life on the line for it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us, Gavru Beis Hashmonai V'Nitzchun, and therefore we were zocher to a nes, which is based on Tahara, which is unnecessary, as the Pnei Yehoshua explains in the Sugya in Bamei Madlikin. It was something extra, that the extra mile that we went for Tahara to be Madlik Hashemen, which wasn't Tomei, even though it's Avodas Tzibur, that is a demonstration of our Hisla Havus. And now, from now on, the Avoda was going to be with the Tam and with a Reach. And that's why we have Ner Chanukah, that the mitzvah of the day is Dafka through Or, through that light, which is a remez to Hisla Havus. The Torah is oil. And therefore and similarly the Halil Vahoida'a, which are to be done, which are to be recited with a chayas and with a haislavas, the kedusha, are the essence of Chanukah and not Seudah, as is explained by the Paskim. Because the essence of the day of Purim is the Chiyub of a Seudah, Masha'en Kein Chanukah. But the Shem Mishmuel has another derech to explain what happened here with the Yevonim. It's Halpi the Chazal in Eicha Rabasi. In Perek Beis in Eicha Rabasi, state in Medrash. Chochma Bagoyim. Is there such thing as wisdom amongst the nations? Yes. Ta'amin. Believe that there's such a thing as Tochma. Dichsiv, because it says in Ovadia, in Pasuk Ches, in Ovadia, there's only one parak, V'havadati chachomim me'edon. And I, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have destroyed the wise from Edom. Zokta Medrash, Michlal, De'yesh b'hem chachma, that implies that there is wisdom in Edom. So there's chachma in the Umas HaOlam, and that's amazing, asks the Shemishmur. How could there be such a thing as chachma? Because they are chumrium, their essence is an attachment to physicality and materialism, and chachma is the opposite of chumrius. So for manu hamzei chachma, where do they get chachma from? And they have chachmois niskavois. The Shem Yishmael is nispoil, is amazed at the chachma that they have. High-powered wisdom such as the Greek philosophy, that they were chachomim gam b'chochma elokis, that's a godly wisdom. It's discussing the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minayin lohem chochma yisera, from Rama Hamzei dos. Where do they get it from? He answers, I'll be the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, his father, the Shem Yishmael, says, state in Medrash Esther, Perik Aleph, B'sha'ah shehoya Achashverosh oise mishter, when Achashverosh made a feast, hoyu malachi ha'shores medadadin piskin lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The angels were thrusting notes to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What were on those notes? What was written on them? Hoyu oimrim, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Beit HaMikdash choret. Here the Beit HaMikdash has been destroyed, v'rosh hazeh yoshev oise mazeichim, and this wicked man is doling out pints of beer, he's drinking away, and the whiskey's flowing. Amalei Makodesh Baruch Hu, Tnu Yomim Keneged Yomim. Consider days, which correspond to days. What does that mean? Nechemiah Yud Gimel is cited here. Bayomim Ahema Ra'isi Biyehuda Dolchim Gitois B'Shabbos. And Nechemiah came to Israel, he saw that there was Chilul Shabbos, that in Judea they were pressing, they were at the press, pressing out the fruit on Shabbos to produce the liquid. The Avnei Nezer says that the Malachi HaShoris were asking, look, the Beis HaMikdash was Mefos Kol HaOretz. This gave joy, spiritual joy. Once it was destroyed, how come there's simcha, how come there's menucha in the world, so that this Rosh HaChashverosh can be sitting there, knocking it back? So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zok Demedrish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, Hey Yois, you know what happens? Shabbos hi menucha. Shabbos causes menucha. Kasher Am Yisrael mechalel emes haShabbos, when Klal Yisrael is mechalel Shabbos, v'loi nochim and we don't rest. Notlim umasa oilam hamanucha. They go and take away the manucha from us. So the Shem Mishmuel says, the same refers to chilul haTorah. Chilul haShabbos is what Nechemiah pointed out as the reason, the midah keneged midah, the cause and effect of the seudas haChashverosh. So the Shem Mishmuel agabe chilul haTorah. When Klal Yisrael forsake the Chochmas HaTorah, which is the divine wisdom, and are not oisek in Torah with full vigor, the Umas HaOlam, the nations, take away this Chochma from us, Chas V'Sholom. And that Novi Malachi, who lived at the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, the beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash, lambasts Klal Yisrael and says, Amar tem shov avoid Elohim umabetsa ki shomarnu mishmatoi. You said, what it's all about? Is it worthwhile keeping Torah a mitzvah? And that was an elbon haTorah. That's a disgrace, that's shaming the Torah exceedingly. And that seems to have been a reason why Greek philosophy came into the ascendancy at that particular juncture in history. And the sin that caused Golus Yavon was Shebitlu in HaTorah va'ozu v'oisa. a diminution in Talmud Torah, a forsaking of Talmud Torah. And therefore, this is a time when we need to strengthen ourselves therein. You know that the Tana de Bei Eliyahu Zutta, in Perek Aleph, says the following. A Moedika passage we should know by heart. Lo Yichorev Ha'olam Elo. The only reason why the world is destroyed is Mipnei Pish'o Shel Torah, is because of the crime of not learning Torah. V'lo Yichorev Ha'eretz Yisrael Elo Mipnei Pish'o Shel Torah. The only reason why Eretz Yisrael was destroyed was due to the crime of not learning Torah. V'chol Hatzorois Sabois Al Yisrael. And all difficulties that come to Klal Yisrael, Einoi Elo Mipnei Pish'o Shel Torah. Mipnei mishum shegedoylo v'rabo hi lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu pishu shel Torah. This crime of a lack of Torah is great in before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we find in the Zohar HaKadosh in Shemos, b'shaito d'Yisrael lo misafkim b'oraisa, the time when Klal Yisrael don't learn the Torah, smola istakif, the left side, the Sitra Achra is in power. And the power of the Ovdei Kechavim, as well as of the idol worshippers, extends its power upon us and make gezeres upon us. Gezeres de lo yachlin the mekem behu, gezeres that we can't stand up to. Ve'aldar iskeliu b'nei Yisrael, and this is the cause of galus. Ve'ispadre b'nei amemaya, and our scattering amongst the nations. It's all due to that. Alma of the Oretz, asks the Novi. Vayoyim Hashem al Ozvon es Torah Si, because they forsook the Torah HaKadosha. So what do we have to do in order to make sure to foster and maintain our existence in this world is Chizuk in Talmud Torah. The antidote Lashkicha Torah Secha. And how do we fight against this? Allow me to conclude with our Maaseh Shehaya, which shows the centrality of Talmud Torah and the importance which is attached to every single person learning Torah properly. Maaseh Shehaya Kafaya, it's recorded by Rav Shlomo Lawrence in the book that he published recently, in which he says that he heard the Maaseh from Rav Moshe Heisler, who was an aid re'ia to the story. Once Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was going to host an important delegation. The majority of the members of the delegation came from Kutz La'aretz. The time was set up for that. And the B'nai Bayis of Rav Shach said, we're not going to allow anybody to come in to the Rosh Yeshiva on that day. Rav Shach, the famous Rosh Yeshiva, upon the Yeshiva. The delegation standing there waiting to go in to Rav Shach. There came along a father and a 14-year-old lad with him, his son. And he asked the members of the delegation if they wouldn't mind if he would just go in for a second to ask for bracha, that his son should be matzliach in Torah. So they thought to themselves, no, was ken shein zayin, if it's only going to be a minute, gesunt heit, go in. They went in. The minute passed, and 5 minutes, and 10 minutes, until it was more than an hour. Yesh gar siman, an hour, yesh gar siman, an hour and a half. If it's 45 minutes, you could understand the delegation would already be Afshpilkas. But it's recorded by Rav Moshe Heisler as an hour and a half. After they come out, the delegation are obviously annoyed. In my eye, he said a minute. They said, let me explain to you, it's nothing to do with me, said the father. Tell you what happened. We went in, and I asked Rav Shach, can you please give a bracha to my son? He should be my second learning. So Rav Shach says to the boy, he says, are you happy in your learning? Do you enjoy learning Torah? So the boy says, no. So Rav Shach says, why aren't you happy? He says, because I can't understand it. I can't understand the Gemara. What are you learning? Learning Elam Metzias. Which sugya? The sugya of Yerushalayim Nidah. Rav Shach says, take out two Gemaras from Metzias. He opened up the Gemara and he learnt with this boy from beginning to the end of the Sugya of Yerushalayim Nidah in a beautiful, sweet, explanatory way. At the end, he said to the boy, do you understand it now? He says, yes. And then the boy burst into tears. So Rav Shach says, why are you crying? He says, I'm crying from joy, because this is the first time in my life that I've understood the Shtickel Gemara. And it's so geschmack. So Rav Shach says, now I can give you a bracha. In the same way that you understood the Shtickel Gemara, Sarkar's Baruch Hu will help you to be matzliach in your learning. So then the father said to the delegation, now you understand, I couldn't do anything, I couldn't stop the Rosh Hashiva. He was in the driving seat. So I waited till they finished learning. Rav Shach then himself came out, and he said to the delegation, I'm sorry, Rabbi Sai, I'm too tired now, I can't see you today. Can you come back tomorrow? And Moshe Heisler asked, Morah the Rav Shach, why is it that you postponed speaking to the delegation for this boy? He said, Hetzachai. If a person hasn't got geschmack, if he hasn't got a tam in his Torah, that person is in sakonas nefoshes. You hear the lesson of Shaf used, that sakonas nefoshes, a danger to his spiritual life. It was pikuach nefesh for this boy to learn with him, to give him a geschmack in learning. And that was more important. That had priority over receiving the delegation. Hagam, even though they had come on an important matter, but that was pikuach nefesh. If we learn Torah in such a way, with a vaharevna, that it should be sweet in our mouths and in our minds and in our hearts, that's the antidote to the cheshkas yavon. The hirotzen that we should taka on Hanukkah, be inspired through the Ner Mitzvah Torah Or, to learn Torah with a lichtigkeit, with a simcha rabbah, and we should be zoicha, the simcha rabbah, to be mekabel to name Mashiach Tzidkenu, and to stand, the beis mikdashenu sifateinu b'korah, amen.